रिंग फ्रॉम श्री प्रभुपाद लीलामृत चैप्टर 4 When Prabhupada returned to London and heard that Sumati Murarji was arriving there, he went with a group of disciples to meet her at the airport. He asked with her about his plane for Hare Krishna land at Juhu and his desire to form a board of trustees consisting of ISKCON's Bombay Life members. Sumati Murarji agreed to the presidents of the board, which would meet regularly and give advice for managing ISKCON's Bombay project. Each trustee would also contribute a large sum of money towards developing a particular area of the project. Prabhupada asked Mrs. Murarji to donate for the temple. He would request Mr. Khandelwal to donate for the library and Mr. Yen for the two other wings. That Mr. Yen had not yet produced the deed, however, continued to weigh heavily on Prabhupada's mind. He questioned Mr. Yen's intentions and Giriraja's competence. If the only obstacle has the 5 lakh tax, then Prabhupada had already instructed Giriraja to approach ISKCON's wealthy friend and secure a loan. What was the difficulty? But Giriraja's communications sounded as if such a solution was impossible. On August 27, Prabhupada telegram Giriraja, has convenience deed been signed? If not, finish immediately and wire details. Again, Giriraja went to Mr. Yen. Although anticipating Mr. Yen's reply this time, however, the Mr. Yen added another complications, reminding Giriraja that ISKCON had not yet obtained permission from the charity commissioners. ISKCON was a public charitable trust and so required permission from the charity commissioner before acquiring property. Mr. Yen put the burden back onto ISKCON. At the charity commissioner's office, Giriraja learned that he would have applied for permission 6 months prior for signing the agreement for the land. To Giriraja and other devotees in Bombay, the affair had become a huge Gordian knot. So, stop it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Canto 6, Chapter 9, Slok 50.
Six nine fifty.
Svayam nirashrayan vidvan, svayam nirashrayan vidvan. Can you repeat? Svayam nirashrayaya vidvan, navakti agyaya karmahi, navakti agyaya karmahi, narati ragi nopathyam, narati ragi nopathyam. Vachitopi abhikshatama. Svayam nirashrayam vidvan. Svayam nirashraya vidvan. Navakti agyaya karmahi. Navakti agyaya karmahi. Narati ragi nopathyam. Narati ragi nopathyam. Vachitopi abhikshatama. Svayam nirashraya vidvan, svayam nirashraya vidvan, navakti agyaya karmahi, navakti agyaya karmahi, रतिरागिनोपत्यं रतिरागिनोपत्यं वाचितो भीक्षत
स्वयं
हिरेश्रेयान् विद्वान्
न वक्ति अज्ञाय
कर्महि
न राति रोगिनो पत्यम्
वाञ्छतोऽपि अभिक्षतमः स्वयं हिरेश्रेयान् विद्वान् न वक्ति अज्ञाय कर्महि न राति रोगिनो पथ्यं वाञ्छतोऽपि विक्षमतः स्वयं हिरेश्रेयान् विद्वान् न वक्ति अज्ञाय कर्महि न राति रोगिनो पथ्यं वाञ्छतोऽपि अभिक्षमतः वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन स्वयं पर्सनली निहरश्रेषां द सुप्रीम गोल ऑफ लाइफ namely the means of obtaining ecstatic love for supreme person you have got it namely the means of obtaining ecstatic love for supreme person you have got it vidwan one who is accomplished in the devotional service
not
vakti
teaches
agyaya unto a foolish person not conversion with the ultimate goal of life karma fruitive activities he indeed no not rati administrator rogina unto the patient apatyam something unconsumable vanchata desiring api aldo vishka bishkatma
bishkatma
an inexperienced physician translation by his joint vice president shilpa upad ki jay a pure devotee who is fully accomplished in the science of devotional service will never instruct a foolish person to engage in the fruitive activities of material enjoyment not to speak of helping him in such activities such a devotee is like an experienced physician who never encourages a patient to eat food injurious to his health even if the patient desires it translation one more time please focus a pure devotee who is fully accomplished in the science of devotional service will never instruct a foolish person to engage in fruitive activities for material enjoyment not to speak of helping him in such activities Such a devotee is like an experienced physician who never encourages a patient to eat food injurious to his health, even if the patient desires it. Purport. Here is the difference between the benediction awarded by the demigods and those awarded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Devotees of demigods ask for benediction simply for sense gratification, and therefore they have been described in Bhagavad Gita as a bereft of intelligence. कर्मस्ते तेर ऋतज्ञान प्रपद्यन्ते न्यान्यदेवता तं तं न्यायमं अस्तेय प्रकृते नियता स्वयं दोज हूज माइंड्स आर डिस्टॉर्टेड बाय द मटेरियल डिजायर सरेंडर इनटू द डेमिगॉड्स एंड फॉलो द पर्टिकुलर रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन ऑफ वर्शिप अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर ओन नेचर कंडीशन आर जनरली बिरेप्ट ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस बिकॉज प्रोफाउंड डिजायर्स फॉर सेल्फ ग्रेटिफिकेशन They do not know what benediction to ask. Therefore, non-devotees are advised in the Shastras to worship various demigods to achieve material benefits. For example, if one wants a beautiful wife, he He is advised to worship a Uma or goddesses of Durga. If one wants to be cured of a disease, he is advised to worship the sun god. All requests for benediction from the demigods, however, are due to material lust. The benediction will be finished at the end of cosmic manifestation, along with those who bestow with them. If one approaches Lord Vishnu, the Lord will give him the benediction that will help him to return home back to Godhead. This is also confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 10.10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upayanti. Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna instruct the devotees who constantly engage in this service how to approach Him at the end of material body. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divam evam eti tatta tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mam eti so Arjuna. One who knows the transient nature of my appearance and activities, do not upon leaving the body take his birth again and in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is my benediction of Lord Vishnu. Krishna, after giving up his body, a devotee return home back to Godhead. A devotee may foolishly ask for material benediction, but the Lord Krishna does not give him such a benediction, despite a devotee prayers. Therefore, people who are very attached to material life do not generally become a devotee of Krishna or Vishnu. Instead, they become devotees of demigods. Karmes ter ter hrta jnana prapadyante anya devata. The benediction of the demigods, however, are condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. Antavattu phalam tesham tadbhavanti alpamedesa. Men of the small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. A non-Vaishnava, one who is not engaged in the service of the Supreme Person of Godhead, is considered the fool with small quantity of brain substance. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Mudale Swayam Rupa Padamiyam Tadati Svadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Guru Padamiyam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishtaya Udale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namah. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద సేద్వైత గదాదర్శవాసాది గౌరవక్తుల హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే కృష్ణ. సో యు ఆర్ వెల్కమ్ టు అవర్ సాటర్డే సండే భాగవతం క్లాస్. సో ఇట్స్ మై great honor and pleasure to speak on the glorious literature of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different from the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I seek this blessing of so many senior Vaishnavas here and Vaishnavis. Specifically, Bhagavat Puran Prabhu should be speaking, but it is my service, so I have to do it. So, if we try to understand this slok majorly talks about worshippers of demigods and worshippers of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. So, it is clearly mentioned that the worshippers of demigods are only worshipping with the intention of only material desires. So, to understand this, there are multiple examples in scripture. So the one example is a devotee of Lord Shiva, Bhasmasura. So this Bhasmasura did a great penance, and he received the benediction from Lord Shiva. So as he received the benediction, he himself was trying to harm Shiva. Such a demonic mentality he had. When he got the benediction, he asked the benediction that whomever I put my hand, that thing should burst. So as soon as Shiva awarded him this benediction, he was trying to capture Shiva and put his hand on the Shiva's head so that Shiva will be brushed. So this kind of motivation is not good, and it is temporary. Whereas if we see, lot of people worship the demigods, they may be innocent also. So like that, there is one example in the scripture that one person was worshipping Lord Shiva, and Shiva is very much pleased with him, and he asked him, I want a touchstone. Whatever I touchstone, I hope everyone knows. Touchstone, whatever it touches, that becomes into gold. So Shiva said, I don't have it, but there is one saint in Vrindavana. His name is Sanatan Goswami. You can go and ask him. So this devotee of Lord Shiva, he goes to Vrindavan, he meets that Sanatana Goswami, and he asks that I was told by Shiva that there is a touchstone with you, can you give me? So Shiva said yes, Sanatana Goswami said yes, it is there. Just go to the garbage bin, it is there, lying, you can take it. And the person goes and he takes the touchstone from the garbage bin, and whatever he is touching, it is becoming into gold. He is trying, like house is into gold, whatever metal is touching, it is becoming into gold. Finally, one day he got saturated after doing so much this activity, and he was thinking what to be done. Hey, there is maybe something higher. This person, Sanatana Goswami, he is in the Vrindavan. He is keeping the touchstone near garbage. He might be having something more valuable with him, so that he is reserving that. He is not reserving this touchstone. So, again, the devotee of Shiva, he goes to Sanatana Goswami and he asks him, sir, can I ask you one question? So, the Sanatana Goswami said, yes. So, as he asked Sanatana Goswami, that why are you keeping the touchstone which is so valuable near garbage bin? Do you have something more valuable with you? So Sanatana Goswami said yes. So the devotee of Shiva request, can you give me that? So the Sanatana Goswami asked him that the price for getting this is you have to throw the touchstone in the river and then come, then I can give you. And as the person agrees, he throws the touchstone into the river and he goes to Sanatana Goswami, and there Sanatana Goswami that time gave him the Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting, which is the highest, which is going to give us the eternal benefit in one's life. And as Sanatana Goswami gives him that Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he started chanting, and he is getting that much bliss what he never experienced in his life, and it is continuously increasing in his life. So that is how we can understand, people can go to demigod also, but they should ask the right thing from them. Like initially my parents and used to take me to multiple demigods temple. I don't know what to pray, I was just offering the dot, and I was just praying what to be like, whatever best for me, give me that. Then I started coming to Krishna conscious moment, and their devotee told me we should respect every demigods, but when we go to their temple, we should be asking them, please engage me in service of Lord Krishna. So all the demigods, they are ready, they are to engage everybody in service of the Lord, but people are asking for material benediction, and demigods are there to fulfill their job. That is, the demigod is a post. So as they are on this post, whatever people are worshipping them on that post, whatever rights they have, as per that they are giving the benediction. So the intelligent, here it is mentioned that those people who are asking for temporary benefits from demigods, they are less intelligent. So why someone can say why they are less intelligent? Less intelligent means you are asking something very less, or something very limited or temporary. One should be asking permanent thing from anyone which will last for not only with this life, with eternity. So with these two examples, we can understand that Lord is trying to tell us through Bhagavatam that one should be aspiring to the pure devotional service of the Lord, not any other thing. So this is about the two examples which Lord teaches us in through Bhagavatam, that we should be worshipping Lord Krishna only. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and only by worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can achieve the goal of life. So one may question, like, how one can worship, or how people can understand Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the God's greatest mercy on any living entity is God awards him the association of his devotees. Devotees are the one who, without any qualification, gives this process of chanting to everyone. And the principle of all the scriptures are revealed in the life of devotees. So sometimes it may happen that we may see some devotee and we may take him mistakenly. So it should not be seen as a mistake, because unless and until we know full that side of that particular person, we cannot make any judgmental. Devotee should never be judgmental. If one is judgmental, one doesn't make progress in one's spiritual life. One keeps committing mental offense, and as one keeps committing mental offense, one doesn't progress in one's spiritual life. So in this context of mercy, there is one wonderful nice example from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was one of the Brahmana who was so austere that he was only drinking milk and doing tapasya. But he was not allowed to enter into the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Sankirtan party. So one day he requested, can I enter inside? So devotees mercilessly allowed him without anything, and he was hiding into the place and he was trying to see how Lord Chaitanya dances and everything. But when Lord Chaitanya started dancing in the kirtan, he said, I am not feeling ecstasy in my kirtan. Is there somebody who should not be here? Then immediately Srivast Thakur told, no, there is no impious person, all pious persons are here. Then again Lord Chaitanya started dancing. But still he is saying, no, there should be someone who should not be here, that's why I am not getting ecstasy. So immediately the Brahmana is brought in front of Lord Chaitanya. And as soon as the Brahmana came in front of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya immediately asked him, do you think just by drinking milk and doing penance you will be able to achieve me? Lord Chaitanya is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as Lord asked him question, Lord scolded him. And he said, get out from here, you cannot achieve me. And the Brahmana, being very humble in his heart, he said, Lord Chaitanya spoke to me. And he didn't took the chastisement of Lord Chaitanya personally in his life. And he, with grateful heart, he went outside. And Lord Chaitanya, being Paramatma in his heart, could understand that this devotee, he is really deserving. Because being in devotee circle, if one is getting some scolding or chastisement, it is for one's own good, one's own purification. So if that is taken in that spirit, then one progress in one's spiritual life. But if there is a grudge hold in between, then there is a problem. So as this Brahmana, he got chastised, he went out, and with grateful heart, he was just meditating whatever Lord spoke to him. And after some period of time, Lord Chaitanya being pleased, he is allowed to enter in the kirtan of the Lord. So in devotee circle also, sometimes some situation may not go as per our will, but always Lord's plan is there to make us perfect in our life, by making us perfect, by giving us the devotee association which is fit for us. So these devotees are the greatest gift for anybody in one's life. Like I still remember there was one period of life in my time, in my life, where I was away from devotees of almost 1.5 years, and I could realize that how much important of the devotee association is. Even one devotee, if you see, we get so much strength. Otherwise, Maya is so powerful, the external forces are so powerful, it sucks away our spiritual energy. And as it sucks our spiritual energy, we can no more practice, we lose our own strength. So devotees of the Lord is our strength to practice Krishna consciousness. And as one understands this, one will value the devotees. And as one values devotee, it is directly respecting Supreme Personality of Godhead's gift. So as one respects the gift, one will not take things personally. So for a little go more deeper and subtly try to understand why one gets hurted in one's spiritual life. The hurting happens because there is something hankering in our heart. And there is something ego, some ego is there in our heart. So this ego, why it is there? Because that is the lackness of Krishna consciousness in our heart. To the degree we are lacking Krishna consciousness in our heart, that degree we will have desire to have name, fame, prestige, and all the adoration, everything whatever is there, that is the lacking of Krishna consciousness. Or anybody is chastising us, if our heart is full surcharged with Krishna consciousness, we will never get disturbed. We will take it positively, and it is the Lord's arrangement to purify me and correct me in that way, and one will progress in one's spiritual life. So anything happens in devotee's life, it is Lord's arrangement. And to understand this thing is like, sometimes we try to control the external forces, but it is not in our hand. So there was one example, Amrish Maharaj, who is a great devotee of Lord. So Amrish Maharaj is so nice devotee, he is a grahastha devotee, he was serving Lord wholeheartedly. And as he was serving the Lord wholeheartedly, he was glorified and he was respected all over the world. So one time Lord Shiva and Parvati, they were discussing about Amrish Maharaj, that Amrish is a very nice devotee. Shiva is telling, Parvati is telling, no, there are so many other sages also, they are nice devotees. So in order to prove the incidents, all they were sitting in Bhagavatam class, all the sages and Amrish Maharaj, they were sitting in Bhagavatam class. So somebody told that there is a fire started in the village. So immediately everyone runs, the sages and everybody runs to protect their heart and everything. But the king silently seated in the place, started hearing Bhagavatam. So when Parvati saw that, then she understood that really Amrisha is a great devotee of Lord. So Amrisha was asked that what is the secret of your happiness in your spiritual life. So he told that always absorption in the thoughts of the Lord is the real happiness which he is getting. And I asked one of teacher of example, like, how can we try to do our service without getting attached to the post? So he told me simple, that what we need to do is we don't have to try to things do externally. So if we want to get things corrected or perfected, we have to ourselves practice it, ourselves make it perfect. So let us consider if we someone trying to control some other subordinates, in that case he have to control his own senses. If he is controlling his own senses, then automatically the externals will be controlled. It is not the controlling mentality comes when we don't have proper spiritual standard on our practice. So what one has to do is one have to see the Lord's hand in that any of the incidents. As if one sees that the Lord is giving me this facility and it is my service to take care of everyone and help everybody to progress in their spiritual life. So if one takes in that spirit, then there won't be any grudge in the heart. Like Prabhupada, one time he just scolded one dude heavily and all the dude was scared. So Navagandhra Swami was telling that he was personal servant of Prabhupada, and then after scolding that devotee, everyone went out of the Prabhupada room, and then Prabhupada rang the bell, and as a personal servant he has to come inside, and he came inside, and as he came inside he was scared. Now Prabhupada already scolded some other devotee, what will happen to me? So immediately Prabhupada was so calm, so undisturbed, and was telling that he's really pure devotee. He scolded that devotee for his own benefit, not for that devotee's benefit, not his own anything. And he is not holding anything. Immediately after scolding, 2 minutes later, he was calm quietly and he was speaking like a normal person. So anytime if the correction is given and the person is not affected, the person who is giving correction and the other person is taking it in right spirit, then that's the success. So this Prabhupada example clearly shows us that Prabhupada is a pure devotee and he is trying to do the things for the benefit of the person, not for his own thing. So devotees are the most important for everyone in everyone's spiritual practices. So we need to understand this and try to do our service with best of our capacity. And what happens exactly, the grudges and all happens in devotee circle because our own false ego, nothing else. Everything has to be seen from the perspective of how we can spread and progress Krishna conscious movement. All other things should be kept aside. If one keeps that aside, then that project will succeed. It is a success of all the Krishna conscious leaders formula that they are trying to be as show as their integrity and empower their subordinates to do the service in their best of the capacity. And that's how there is a cooperation in working. Lord is providing them the facility. I shall remember, there is one of the leader, Lord provided him very nice facility and resources for doing his service. So as he was given the survey everything, after some point of time he started taking little bit higher, and he scolded devotees unnecessarily. And I could clearly see the subordinates were very powerful and very advanced devotees of the Lord. And after some time, he lost his position. He was sent to another place to do such service. So we have to understand that everyone's responsibility lies on the leader. And as the leader means, does not only means the particular post given to the person. We ourselves is our leader. Like, we setting right example for other devotees is also leadership by our own practice, by our sincere services. So if we try to understand this thing from scriptural perspective, we have to be always maintaining the position of servant and humble position to grow in one spiritual life. So Lord is very kind. He is giving us multiple opportunities to make progress in one spiritual life. As one grows in one spiritual life, it is expected like one become more and more humble, tolerant, to make progress and inspire others. being example here is the greatest example. Just somebody is coming to temple and doing some service, that will automatically inspire others to do this service. One doesn't have to do any other additional thing. So we need to understand that Lord is giving us all the things whatever needed for our spiritual advancement. Also, like this sloka talks about majorly the differences between the demigods and worshippers of the Lord Krishna. So demigod worshippers is like something, the people who needs material desires. So the people who have a lot of material desire, what they do is they are trying to get the immediate benefit and just enjoy a little bit and suffer later on. So for this, Prabhupada gives an example, like let us say one patient is there, the patient is having fever. So if the patient is having fever, what the doctor should tell him to prohibit the eating fried items. It is generally recommended if someone is having fever, he should not eat. But if the doctor is giving the patient the fried items, means he is like a demigod. Whatever business you want to do, just he will get more and more money from the patient, and he will, patient also will suffer and doctor will enjoy. But Krishna is like a mother. Even if the patient wants to eat fried item, but mother will not give, because mother knows what is benefit. Like that Krishna is there. Krishna will not give any benediction which is beneficial, which is not beneficial for the person. But once Krishna sees that, okay, this is beneficial for the person, then Krishna will give. So for this understanding, Krishna gives one example, like Prabhupada gives the example, like businessman example Prabhupada gives. So Prabhupada says businessman trains his son for the business and he gives little control. So like that way, as devotee progress and improves in spiritual life, slowly Lord gives him the mercy or wealth, so that the person doesn't lose his spiritual content. And as one grows, Lord gives more and more freedom. So let us consider, sometimes the businessman will give, okay, he will periodically review the son, how he's doing, and he will guard him, okay, do this much, do this particular area of business, do this business with this person very carefully, this is the person who have cheated or who have a wrong record. So like that way the businessman will see. But one day the businessman will see that his son is full qualified and he's nicely handling the business, he'll give full control. Like that way Lord will give wealth and all the benediction to his devotees. So one need not to go to demigods. Lord is always caring, and Lord has given, and this is proven for all the devotees. And we don't have to do any other additional research for getting this thing. So I'll open the forum to discuss if some more discussion. One more group can add always a little bit. Or Bhagavatam and Prabhu, you can.
Hare Krishna, next class. Thank you. many times we see that, like you were mentioning about the physician, it's mentioned here that the physician will not give anything to the patient that is detrimental for the patient's progressive cure. And so then at the end you were saying that only some materialistic physician, for example, he will, like in Ayurvedic medicine, they give both the medicine and the diet, and mostly in allopathic medicine they don't give any information about diet. So basically, like you're saying, it's just for business, and the medicine, whatever, and so that's not a real beneficial cure. And so and the verse talks about demigod worship, that Prabhupada explains, we don't disrespect the demigods, we don't worship them. Our worship is exclusive to Krishna. And but the demigods, they're also servants of Krishna, but they have their sakama bhaktas. They may have material desires, so they're not 100% pure. So, and then Krishna, he gives facility for conditioned souls to worship, to worship the demigods, because they're too much attached to material and mundane lust, false ego, and like that. And but sometimes we see in our society we don't cater in the sense that we, like the physician, the allopathic physician, but we cater like the allopathic physician. We give them the diet and the medicine. But sometimes we have, and then there's different reasons that some congregation members they may be more conditioned than others, other congregation members in the sense that they have a deep family. They have a deep traditional attachment to the worship of demigods like that. So sometimes we don't. You use the word judgmental. We're not judgmental, but judgmental. If we're materially judgmental, then that will not help the person who's attached to demigod worship. So we have to use our spiritual judgment like that. I guess my question is, how do you know which is material judgment and how do you know which is spiritual judgment for helping someone in their progressive advancement in spiritual life?
Judgment comes when one makes a decision.
Makes a
decision. There should be discrimination. There should be discrimination of what is right and what is wrong. But there should not be judgment or assuming something like, okay, this is like this only. Or it cannot be changed. Or it will not be improved. Or making like stamping, okay, this person is like this only. He will not make progress. Or trying to see the things from material platform is called judgmental. Trying to see the things from spiritual point of view is called discrimination. Mm-hmm. So to understand this, there is a guru, sadhu and shastra. If one have full that check balance was this triangle, then one can clearly discriminate the things. But if one is not enough pure and clear of his intelligence to understand and discriminate this thing, he will be always judgmental. So judgment, one should give always benefit of doubt, it is said in Devotee Circle. So if one gives benefit of doubt, Paramatma seated in one's heart will give the intelligence and all the things will be clear and one can make nice decision. So what happens exactly, why I was using the word judgment is, like when we judge, we try to block the other person's progress. And we don't give the full blessing from our heart to that person to progress in spiritual life, because we are thinking he cannot be improved, or we are giving judgment, okay, on our own assumption. We don't have the full sight of the, because our senses are limited. We are very much tendency to find faults and everything is there, a lot of anarthas are there. When ourselves we look on that basis, how can we expect somebody who is a devotee of Lord to make the assumptions on that person? No, only the personality who is awarded for that particular post, let us consider temple president or any department head, he can make. But common devotee, we should never assume. And whatever comes from authorities, it is directly from Krishna, because Krishna have appointed them for our purification. So one should never be judgmental for authorities specifically. I mean to say, right? Specifically department is an authority, one should never be judgmental. Their instruction is direct instruction of Krishna, because Krishna have appointed them for our taking care. So we should be valuing their word as equal to Krishna's word. Somebody may not see direct connection with the temple authority, how Krishna and they are related. But no, Krishna appointed Guru for our own spiritual advancement, and Guru appointed this person to take care of us. And the person is taking care, he is thinking for everyone, how this person will make progress. The only difference which is between the spiritual authority and outside material manager is, the outside material manager will always see the things, this is the work and these are the resources, human resources or machines and all these things, and he will deal with them, and the, once the work is done, he will throw them out. But spiritual authority is not like that. He sees the person, devotee, he is a representative of Krishna, he is, Krishna has sent this person for my care. And as he sees that person is under my care, he will not see this person for service. He will see the services are for this person so that he can make spiritual advancement. That is the difference. So if one sees through this angle, then one will never be judgmental. But okay, I have given this service, I have not given this service. But no, it's not like that. Some things which we like it, if we do it, we make very less advancement. But something which are, we don't like it, still is, it is a authority is our desire for us to do that service, that we make more progress. So also Krishna wants us to grow in other services. Sometimes the thing which, like, let us consider, I come from computer background. If any computer related services there, I'll happily do it. But I may not be Krishna conscious because I am enjoying that service. I am not for doing for Krishna, for my own enjoyment I am doing that service. But my authority wants me to wash pots in the kitchen. My authority wants me to cook in the kitchen. And when I do that, and when I think that, okay, this service is directly related to Krishna and is coming from them, I make more advancement. So like that way, one should never be judgmental when authority approaches us in any of the services. And even if we have sometimes difficulty, inability to do that service, it's our full rights to properly present ourselves to the authority. Okay, I have this many limitation. I need help. I can do this service. I have this limitation. Can you help me? And Krishna's devotees are not like outside bosses. No, you have to do it like that. They are ready to help. They will arrange somebody who can help you or guide, or at least they personally will help. So that is the main intention when we try to be judgmental. One have to discriminate the things, but one should not be judgmental. Especially when it comes to instruction from the superiors, authorities, one should never be judgmental. It is very, very good. That's how I see. I'm not against this thing, but there are a lot of devotees who are moving here and there. Why this movement happens? Because they don't understand the plan of the Lord. But Lord's plan for purification of each devotee is fixed. The kind of people may change, but the treatment which is going to get, the purification is going to come, it is same. He may change place, he may change devotees, he may change cities, anything he may change, but he is going to get purified by that association. The association is fixed. So one have to understand that, and if one understands that, okay, it's Lord's plan, accept it and live with and go on. If one keep on changing this thing, one will never be happy in one's life. He himself will be unhappy. And everywhere one goes, one have to accept the authority. Nobody can deny it. To make the progress, one have, even we go to spiritual world, we have to accept the authority of Radha to make spiritual progress. Why not follow him? So one should be doing that. So that is the judgmental and discrimination part.
Thank you for a wonderful class. Really a lot to meditate. And first of all, we should be very, very, and many, many happy returns of today.
Thank you so much.
Happy Krishna Pachasupa Day. Of course, we'll wish you in a different way as well. But let's come back to the point. And thank you, Baba Puran Prabhu. That was a wonderful point.
Mm.
This is what I believe. I think behind anything, whether it is the material or spiritual, we should see the purpose and the intent. Okay. If the purpose is that we are trying to uplift somebody's consciousness, or we are trying to make more Krishna consciousness, so that particular decision or that particular judgment, what you've done, is the right one. And our intent should be always to please Krishna, to please our Guru Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. So all the time we have to judge these factors, whether like, you know, are we really trying to satisfy our false ego, or we have an intention to please our Guru or Srila Prabhupada. So that check, if we try to do within ourselves, then we can actually distinguish that whether this is a material or whether this is a spiritual one. Okay. If it is for us, if it is for our own self ego, then of course it's no less than a material material judgment. But if it is not for us, it is selfless, it is for others, it is for Srila Prabhupada, it is for Guru, then I believe then that becomes a spiritual one. And all the time we have to make sure that it is how we can actually help others in growing in Krishna consciousness. Okay, if that is our purpose, then I think then that whole thought process or that intent or that activity or that judgment falls into that spiritual category. That's my understanding. That's what I believe. I think you pretty much summed up. But I was trying to put the thoughts all together. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, so many thoughts
were there, but I think...
Just one small example I'll end. So, like, I was doing one of the account service in India some time back. And I was seeing the expenses and the whatever donations we were getting from one of the service called Book Decision. And I was seeing that Book Decision was going on and devotee had a van. And there are 5 devotees who were traveling different cities and they were distributing books. So the profit, whatever temple was making from the book distribution, was hardly 10% something. So, and the expenses, if I saw, it was huge, almost let us consider it was more than 50%. So I asked, like, 10% only we are gaining and we are spending 50% on the devotees who are traveling, the gas for the bus, the bus maintenance cost, the devotees eating, they are staying, everything. And then I asked, why we are doing this? Why so much we are spending on this book decision? Then my authority told me that don't look from the material perspective, the profit and gain. Look, these devotees, they are making their advancement by this service who are going out. And this is one advantage. Second advantage, they are giving this Krishna to all of the people all over the city. So don't look from the profit and loss benefit point of view, just look from spiritual point of view. Then that time my eyes opened and I could clearly see that the person who is at his level, he can see from his own angle only. But the authorities, they can see from spiritual angle, and Krishna is empowering them to do this kind of decisions on behalf of devotees. To make the decision on devotees' life is not a joke. To make a decision on our own life, just think how much risky it is. Like, let us consider some small marriage example also. How much risky to choose partner and find partner. It's very, how it's going to happen. Like that way, Krishna has this important task which Krishna has given to selected special chosen souls to execute this task of taking care of his devotees. So, my Guru Maharaj always says, the second name of management in Krishna consciousness is Vaishnava offense. So, I was very much touched by this statement, and I was always careful that I should not do Vaishnava offense. If we are not able to do justice to this service, it is offense, Vaishnava offense. So we have to, from our side to the authority, we have to be polite and enough open to receive the instructions, and that day we will make progress in our spiritual life. So don't be judgmental, just try to follow the instruction which will make our life perfect. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
We have a nice prasadam upstairs. Let's go.